grace to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for this morning is taken from the Old Testament lesson appointed for this day, from the 45th chapter of the book of the prophet Isaiah, from the 5th through the 8th verses. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I go to thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Drop down, ye heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. And let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created it. This text from the prophecy of Isaiah, spoken by God, through him directed to Cyrus, who is to come along yet at a much later period in history, gives us a very fitting text with its allusions to nature, to creation, and to God's control over all things when we think of the Native American. This was the very first mission endeavor of the Lutheran Church Missouri Center. In fact, it was our mission before we even became the Missouri Center. For various reasons, that ministry finally folded. At various times, other attempts have been made by our church and by others, and yet with remarkably little success. Some of the problems were due to the fact that we took in a particular culture, a sedentary way of life, different values, and these were imposed upon a different culture. In fact, in the early mission work, it was even necessary for the Chippewas, when they were studying to become Christians, to learn the German language in order to receive their instruction in German. We changed as time went on, and yet other mistakes were made. The answer was not the answer of the late 60s and on up into the 70s, of going to a people and simply asking, what do you want, and then giving them, without question, all kinds of social welfare programs, and saying, in response to what kind of ministry do you have, oh, we maintain a ministry of the Lutheran presence on the reservation. Which is about as nebulous as you can get in anything. The answer is to bring them the message of salvation in Jesus Christ, the Christ who has revealed himself to us. And he would reveal himself to all men, as God says in our text, even though you haven't known me, Cyrus, I have known you, and I want you to know me. That, in effect, is what God is saying to the Native American, also in saying to our church, as we go to the Native American, whether it be to the Navajo in Zuni, where I have spent the last 10 years, whether it be to the school, or an entirely new work somewhere. To find these people where they are, at the level they are, with the theological understanding that they have. To come to them. The people who are afflicted with fear, although they fail to realize. A fear because theirs, by and large, is a religion which is built on doing certain things in order that the gods in return may do something else. The expression in our text, from the rising of the sun to the west, is very appropriate. It begins with them. Everything begins in the east with the light of the rising sun. And the west, the overnight home of the sun. Many of the miracles set in this chapter. And we can come to them then, not with the sun which travels across the sky, but with the Son of Righteousness, he will bring true scriptures brought out in the closing verses like that. Drop down in heaven from above and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open and let them bring forth salvation and let righteousness spring up together. I, the Lord, have created. For the Lord Jesus Christ came into this world to be the Savior for the Native American as well as he did for us and for others. And to us there is a special message also, particularly as we think of the expressions made by our Christian convention this past summer, the challenge of the 80s in reaching out during this new decade in which we stand, with a particular emphasis also upon expansion of our work among the Native Americans, with an increased emphasis upon the equipment of men from their own number to go back to their own people than as trained pastors and teachers. But until that time comes, and it's going to be a long time, the work for 5 men each year, I'm afraid, simply isn't going to be fulfilled, at least not before the end of the decade. But it is possible for young men like you and others who have a real love for people and a real understanding, who have a gift for languages, to pick up and carry on a very effective cross-cultural ministry. And God certainly is not going to take everyone here for Native American work any more than he is for Spanish work or for Chinese work or others. But God has a place for each and every one of us. And wherever we might be, in the parish or elsewhere, our emphasis upon and encouragement of the various missions and our teaching of the people, our prayers for the work of God throughout his whole harvest field throughout the world. These are things where you can be effective wherever God places you. We come here either to be on the faculty for the purpose of training pastors, or as students to be trained for the office of the Holy Minister. Some of us come back for additional training. But out there is where the work is. That's where the harvest is waiting for us. This is preparatory work, the sharpening of tools, the conditioning of ourselves. And God would then have us go forth each way to the place where he would have us later, the Native American, as well as with many others, that his name may be glorified, and that these, who like Cyrus, are still ignorant of him, that they too may come to the knowledge of God, and may come to faith, saving faith in Jesus Christ, that they together with us, regardless of what the language of heaven might be, may join perfectly then in the singing of the eternal Hosanna to him who loved himself and gave himself for us and for all men. May God grant unto us an increase in faith. May he grant us strength for the task before us. And above all, then, give us a real concern for all the peoples of the world, both here at home in many cultures and abroad throughout the entire world.